Earlier this week, we saw U.S. home sales, existing home sales, fall 2.8% last month. The National Association of Realtors reporting on that. Tight supplies have pushed the median supply, median sales price, to $232,000 last month, up 4% from a year ago. That is the residential real estate market. How are things going in the commercial real estate market? Greg Warsak of Associated Bank is here. Senior Vice President, Senior Regional Manager. Greg oversees execution of the bank's commercial real estate lending strategy with four dedicated Chicago-based real estate teams. So he's with us today to share a little bit of his expertise. Greg, I guess this word inventory is going to be something we're going to be hearing a lot about today.
Yeah, we're seeing it throughout the commercial real estate space right now, Steve. It's, at Associated Bank, we actually have a dedicated for sale housing group, and we just haven't seen as much demand as we thought we might with that group over the last year or two. And to the extent that we are financing for sale projects, condos, single family developments, townhomes, especially infill developments, they are selling very, very quickly. A lot of the projects that we have that are delivering in the first two quarters of this year are sold out. So some of that report, I think, is supply driven. There's just not much out there.
Does it also go over to the commercial side of this, too? What if you maybe could give us a snapshot of what the inventories on the commercial real estate look like?
You know, on the it's interesting. That's a good question, because on the commercial side, too, I'd say you to some extent have the same issue. It's a little different in that a lot of what's being built is being pre-leased prior to going up, with the exception of apartments, which you can't pre-lease until it's time to deliver. But generally speaking, it's a pretty tight market from a commercial real estate standpoint, too. Vacancy rates are very low.
Is that why we're seeing a lot of the cranes in the air across the city?
I think that's part of it. There was a big rush to fill that big need. And as usual, I think the pendulum's going to swing the other way. And we're going to deliver a lot of luxury apartment units in downtown Chicago over the next, I would say, 12 to 18 months, which I believe will ultimately get absorbed. But I think there's going to be some compression in the rates. And a lot of this is all luxury product that's coming on. So I think there's going to create some softness in the market.
So we see this project that's going over by the river, 800-foot, mostly office space there. How's that going to help the market?
I'm not sure if it's going to help it per se, because there's an awful lot in that submarket already. That's a recently announced 1.3 million square foot office building sponsored by John O'Donnell's group, Riverside. And he's developing and soon to be delivering 150 North Riverside, which is on the other side of the river. It's a beautiful building. That one's largely pre-leased, as well as River Point. And they're going to be delivering to tenants in the first quarter, second quarter of this year. And the question is how much can be absorbed, because there's a number of office buildings in that West Corridor right now, that West Loop area. So I think they're going to be out in the market trying to find some tenants, get some pre-leasing before they go.
Greg, hang on. We're going to take a break here to check traffic. We'll continue our pre-dawn business conversation with Greg Warsak this morning, Senior Vice President, Senior Regional Manager at Associated Bank. We're talking about commercial real estate here. Let's talk about some of the trends perhaps going forward in 2017 in this area.
At a macro level, the forecasts are all more the same in 17 compared to 16, or slightly better. The reality is that we now have a commercial real estate developer as our president. So that is making a lot of my clients bullish from the standpoint that he's going to be pro-business and that there's going to be a rollback of regulations that in all different areas, environmental, banking, that are going to positively impact commercial real estate.
We're also possibly going to see some new investors come into this area, and will that open up new capital to people?
We've seen it for the last couple of years, and it's trending up. It's new capital. It's a lot of foreign money coming in a lot of different ways on a direct and indirect basis. I actually started a new institutional lending group a couple of years ago to meet this new need that I saw coming. A lot of the foreign investment is actually coming in through fund platforms being created domestically in the U.S., but it's foreign investors coming into these funds, and then they turn around and lend the money in the form of equity or mezzanine financing into these projects. So it's a lot of different ways this money is coming in. So you see the foreign impact, but then one of the things that we're seeing as well is on the institutional front is are the pension funds are increasing their allocations within what they invest in stock, bonds, real estate, all the different types of investments. They're increasing their allocation to improve their yields. So, for example, CalPERS, the largest pension fund in the country, has increased their allocation from 9% to 11%. That's significant when you're talking about a $300 billion fund.
The notion that there are cities that do better than Chicago, perhaps, or at least we compete with, how does that affect the overall picture that we see of commercial real estate? We compete with places like what, Boston, Los Angeles. Are those the cities that are on our level, or are we in another level?
Surprisingly, we're in that group. And I say surprisingly because I think some of the challenges have been, you know, it's some of our economic and political issues are well known. And most of the focus has been coastal, either West Coast, East Coast. Foreign investors tend to like the coastal markets better. Despite that, JLL recently did a study that would suggest that we're still ranked eighth in terms of global cities where investment is occurring. New York is obviously number one and has been for a long time. The one that was interesting to me is that LA, Los Angeles, moved up to number three. And that was largely, again, driven by that foreign investment influence.
What is it on the ground that moves those numbers? Is it, I would imagine at a certain point, New York would become overbuilt. Chicago has some open places. Does that go into it, or what makes that decision?
You would think that New York is overbuilt, but they continue to find, you know, more infill locations in Manhattan where another high rise goes up. So there's still a significant amount of investment there. Washington, D.C., too, surprisingly, is high on the list. And, you know, some cities that you would expect to see there, like Boston, are not on that list. They're more viewed as secondary cities that are just being discovered.
The geopolitical is a nice way of saying we've got some problems politically here in Illinois. How is this ongoing budget standoff and the turmoil in state government impacting what happens here in Chicago?
It's not a good thing because I talk a lot to the brokers, especially on the investment sales side, and when they have buyers coming in from out of state, specifically foreign buyers, that's one of their first questions is, you know, the political issues, the economic issues of the state. They also are concerned about real estate taxes. One of their first questions is it in Cook County? So there's a lot of concern there, not just at the state level, but at the county and city level as well.
There was something that came out of the real estate forecast conference, commercial real estate forecast market, that came out of Chicago earlier in the month that I thought was pretty exciting. I saw this notion that commercial real estate, some of the things that we've been talking about, if you take them outside of the downtown area, put them in neighborhoods, they can revitalize an entire neighborhood. Talk to me a little bit about that movement.
Yeah, it's there's some really cool projects being done in Chicago, and they're not just and frankly, from a lending perspective, they're a lot more interesting and diverse and can really change some of the neighborhoods. And I was at that conference, and one of the specific projects that was highlighted is the one that's under development up by Wrigley Field, which is already a fantastic destination. But the reality is between what the Ricketts are doing and what this development team is doing just to the south of Wrigley is really going to change that whole area and make it a destination, not just during the baseball season, but, you know, 12 months a year. The Ricketts are going to do some really neat things around there with that new plaza and with the hotel and the restaurant offerings that are going to be there. But this development to the south is going to make it even more of a destination with some of the things they're offering in terms of the ability to live there. There's going to be commercial retail. There's going to be restaurants. There's going to be entertainment. So it's not just the Cubs. It's that whole entire area that you can actually go and stay there, live there. There'll be hotels, apartments. It's a very diverse development that'll surround Wrigley and make it a pretty cool destination.
The Ricketts have a lot of access to cash and capital, and they're a pretty big name in the city. What about in other neighborhoods where you don't have like a Ricketts family or Wrigley Field driving that development? How does Associated Bank, or first of all, is Associated Bank seeing any projects like that come, and how would you encourage them in other neighborhoods?
Well, we're seeing it. You know, there's some great projects that are being done, like New City was done by Structured Development. That was a really terrific example of, you know, I'm not sure the area needed it, but it did certainly from an amenity standpoint, entertainment and grocery standpoint. But that was a neat example of a mixed-use project that, you know, entertainment, grocery, retail, restaurants, and then the ability to live there. There was apartments above it with plenty of parking. The other area that we're seeing that's emerging into a pretty amazing addition to the city is the Fulton Market. And it's not just one project per se, but it's multiple developers, predominantly Sterling Bay, really doing some amazing things over there and creating this new submarket of entertainment, retail. We already had great restaurants there. So you throw in the access. It's a pretty exciting place to lend. And we've been very active in the West Loop and the Fulton Market District.
Well, based on our conversation, there's a lot to be optimistic about in 2017.
I'm cautiously optimistic. We had a record year last year from a lending standpoint in the commercial real estate space. We're carrying a very strong pipeline into the new year. There's a lot going on with the new president, and everybody's trying to gauge what that impact will be. So it'll be an interesting year.
Stay tuned. It's good seeing you. We'll see you again in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Greg Warsek is the Senior Vice President, Senior Regional Manager for the Chicago Market at Associated Bank. He drives the execution of the bank's commercial real estate lending strategy. Remember, you can follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter. You can also listen to our past thought leader conversations at WGNradio.com. And our regular thought leader conversation comes your way live every Thursday.